Today's episode of the Daily Brainwave was taped without a script, with a field recorder in a non-studio location. Headphones are recommended for best listening quality.
Hello and welcome to episode 34 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try to discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're wrapping up our on-location coverage from Cedar Point. Right now I'm actually sitting in front of the Power Tower watching some friends of mine being taken up 100 so feet in the air and then dropping themselves. Rather than ride that, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of my personal favorite rides, and that is the Motion Simulator. This week at Disney World, they are premiering the new version of Star Tours, which is the motion simulator ride based on the Star Wars franchise. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how a motion simulator works. Now, to best understand a motion simulator, you take yourself and think of this mental image of driving in a car. Now, when you drive in a car, your body gets pushed back in the seat, right? Now, if you are going downhill, or uphill, excuse me, your body also gets pushed back in the seat the same way. The same works for the opposite. If you're going downhill or braking, your body kind of gets tilted forward a little bit. You lean forward. Now, if you're in a completely dark room and you got pushed back in the seat, you wouldn't be able to tell if it's because you were accelerating or if it's because you were moving uphill. Again, because your body moves in the exact same way. That's exactly how a motion simulator works. It takes advantage of the fact that your body really can't tell what's going on if it doesn't have any visual cues. So it puts you in a completely dark room and removes any sort of visual contact you have with the outside world. And instead puts an image on the screen that syncs up with the movement of the motion simulator. So it can simulate the idea of going through light speed, for example, at the Star Tours ride, by putting the image of you accelerating really, really fast, and then simply leaning you back. So motion simulators take advantage of a pretty devious trick that your mind plays on itself. Thanks for tuning in to this final episode of Roller Coaster Week, episode 34. Hope you've enjoyed this coverage here from Cedar Point. If you ever get a chance, make sure you come out here. If you have any questions or comments about the show, make sure you get in touch with me. My email address is sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as Daily Brainwave. And don't forget to review the podcast on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace or wherever you happen to download it from. And make sure you come back next week because we're starting off the Listener Theme Week. We're starting off with a bunch of submissions. Thank you all for submitting ideas for the different themes. We have one for every single day of the week. So make sure you come back tomorrow for Listener Theme Week Day 1. I don't like that.